Jason Abbott was 18 when he stabbed five people on March 25, 2008. Four, including his grandparents and an aunt, died. Another aunt was seriously injured. A little more than a year later, he pleaded guilty but mentally ill to three charges covering all the crimes. Attorney Scott Sterling represented Abbott in Sitka Superior Court.
Mr. Abbott has a lengthy history dating back to childhood of serious mental illness, including disease or defect for which he has received both psychological and psychiatric treatment and counseling. At the time of the incident that constitutes his offense conduct, he was unmedicated and was in a psychotic episode brought about by severe schizophrenia.
By entering the pleas, Abbott admitted to stabbing and killing 69-year-old John Abbott, 68-year-old Alice Abbott, their 40-year-old daughter Elizabeth Abbott, and her 37-year-old boyfriend Charles Tate. John and Alice Abbott were Jason Abbott's grandparents. Elizabeth was his aunt. Another aunt, Mary Ricketts, was badly injured but survived and attended the court proceedings. Guilty but mentally ill is not a common plea. Attorney Sterling said it covered the situation.
A defendant is guilty but mentally ill if, when the defendant engaged in the criminal conduct, the defendant lacked, as a result of a mental disease or defect, the substantial capacity either to appreciate the wrongfulness of that conduct or to conform that conduct to the requirements of law. A defendant found guilty but mentally ill is not relieved of criminal responsibility for criminal conduct.
Superior Court Judge David George conditionally accepted Abbott's pleas to two counts of first-degree murder and one count of first-degree assault. He said he wanted more information on Abbott's mental state before fully accepting the pleas. An agreement between prosecutors and the defense calls for a sentence of around 40 years in prison, followed by 10 years of probation. The judge said he was not bound by that agreement and could extend the sentence. He also said Abbott could face civil commitment when he finishes his prison time. Abbott, now 19, sat quietly in Sitka Superior Court during the change of plea hearing. He answered questions from the judge with short sentences or just a few words. He showed little emotion as the charges and their consequences were explained to him. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.